Welcome to another episode of the Official Catch Up. It's myself, Sean, and today I am joined by Jamie Barkley. How are you doing, Jamie?
I'm very well, mate. Yourself?
Good, aye, good. Same as everybody else, just trying to plug. I don't really want to focus too much on lockdown because I think folk are sick of hearing about it, but same as everybody, just trying to plug away through lockdown. How are you coping with yourself? Are you managing to keep busy?
I am still working from home. My work's not put anybody on follow or anything, so I just been pretty much doing my usual 9-to-5 job just in the house. It's been all right, actually. I didn't think I would like it at the start, but it's actually been quite good. And then just trying to keep myself ticking over by going out for runs at lunchtime and stuff like that. So, it's been all right. You probably find a lot more companies will be asking people to work from home. I think that'll be the norm now, because offices and that are obviously just, you know, yourself working in an office. If you worked in an office, see the amount of time somebody gets like a cold or a flu, it just spreads. Or we're in the office because of the aircon and that, so we'll obviously be trying to kind of mollify people getting that. So I wouldn't mind working from home anyway. If you like going forward, it doesn't bother me. Like working from home, you might get some people might try and pull a fly one and be like, "Oh no, I'm doing this or I'm doing that," but you can't really prove that they are doing it or they aren't because you're not ready to see them. Do you know what I mean? But you just want everybody's just honest enough to go and do their job what they're meant to do.
One of the big news stories, obviously, to come out of the Lowland League is you're going to be moving away from Shire, and we are going to get onto that, and we'll talk about that a wee bit towards the end. But I want to take a wee look at your career and to go right back to the beginning. So from the research I've been able to do, I've seen that you spent some time with Falkirk Youth.
The reason I actually got into Falkirk was I was at Celtic from about 14 till I was about 16, coming up for 17 maybe. And one of the goalie coaches that took us in there was a guy called Jim Preston. Okay. And he took the Celtic youth goalies at night, but he also took Falkirk goalies during the day full time. So when it came to the year at Celtic where you were getting offered to either be full time or you would get released, Celtic said to me, "Listen, we've brought in," it was a boy from Ireland or something, and a boy from down south, "you're not going to get much game time. I think it's probably best that you move on." So as soon as Celtic announced that, he said to me, "Listen, I would like to take you to Falkirk to go full-time there and start your career there. You want to come in and train a couple of days a week." So I was still at school at this point, and my school, my high school were brilliant. My mum and dad took a letter in and said, like, "Listen, Jamie's been asked to go in and train me like Falkirk a couple of days to see how it goes." So I'd done that for like a few months, and then Falkirk offered me a deal to go in and be in the under-19s. So that's how it started there, and then I was obviously at Falkirk for, what was it, five and a half years or something like that?
Well, your time at Falkirk, was there any other guys that, any particular memories for players that you played alongside that have perhaps like kicked on a little bit since the Falkirk youth days?
Well, obviously in my actual team at 19s, you had Scott Arfield was one of the players in that. So obviously he's went on a fantastic career playing in the Premier League and obviously playing at Rangers now. And I was also really lucky to play alongside Chris Mitchell, who obviously tragically passed away a couple of years ago. And he was a fantastic guy and player as well. I used to actually share the room with him quite a lot in Scotland or 21s, and he was just a great guy, man. Honestly, I couldn't believe when that happened to him. But, so that was just a couple of boys in like the actual 19s team that progressed. But obviously, Falkirk had a lot of fantastic goalkeepers on loan throughout the time in the first team. They obviously had Tim Krul and they had Kasper Schmeichel. So it was obviously the guys have had fantastic careers, man. And it was excellent to work alongside the guys and getting on them as friends and stuff like that as well.
How did you sort of get into goalkeeping? It's one that's always kind of intrigued me because the biggie's always scoring goals. What made you want to be the guy between the sticks?
See, be honest with you, a lot of people, I don't even know. It started when I was like 8 or 9 or something like that, and I was a big fan of Peter Schmeichel. I was a Man United fan growing up, and I used to just watch him, and I don't know, I just seemed to like always really enjoyed, preferred watching goalkeepers making saves than I did strikers scoring goals. And I thought, well, I quite enjoy that. I'm going to try and just maybe. And ever since I went in the first time, I was just like, that's just great, man. Just to love just making saves and stuff like that. So I just stayed with that.
Absolutely. And you can tell you had a love for making those saves because when you like something or you've got a passion for something, you always do a bit better. And you've been one of the best in the Lowland League over the last few seasons. So
cheers, mate.
You can definitely see that there. You made a step up. That was with East Stirlingshire back in 2008. Played, spent a bit of time under Jim McAnally, and I think
that's right.
You had a few successful seasons with your first stint at Shire. I think you were kicking onto the playoff spots for those couple of years.
It was twice, actually. We were so unlucky. The first time, I think, I went in the September, and I think East Stirling were kind of struggling. I think they were maybe like second bottom or something. And obviously, notoriously, East Stirling had been a team that kind of finished bottom of the league for a lot of times. And I think they were getting a bit of bother with the SFA. If they finished last, a couple more times, they were going to get like the license taken off them or something like that. So obviously, when I got asked, when John Hughes said to me, listen, I think it would be good for you to go on loan and play, I was like, aye, that's fine, I'll go and do that. And then I think the first two games, one of them, the first game I actually played was Derby against Stenhouse Muir, which I didn't know enough a lot about, but obviously the crowd was fantastic. I was only like 17, 18 or something, like a young boy, and I actually done really well, to be fair, for my first game. And then we played Montrose the next week, so we lost that game. I think it was 1-0 or something like 2-1. Then we get beat off Montrose 3-0, and I was like, oh Jesus, man, this is going to be tough. But see, after that, we never lost another game. We went 11 games unbeaten. I think we broke the club's record for consecutive wins or draws, and we ended up going from second bottom to joint second top or something like that in the space of 3 months. And then sadly, my loan was only till December. Falkirk reluctantly wouldn't let me go back to start with. I had to sit, don't get me wrong, it was a great experience. I sat on the bench at Ibrox,
right,
in front of a full house, and then I sat on the bench against somebody else because the guy that was on loan for Falkirk went back. And then East Stirling were constantly trying to get me to go back. I wanted to go back, but it just never seemed to materialise because Falkirk wouldn't let me go. And eventually East Stirling had to go and sign somebody, so they did. They signed a guy, I think it was Mark Pete, and then it ended up, I'm sure they made it in the playoffs that year, but they got beat off Cowdenbeath, I'm sure it was. And I ended up going on to Berwick for the remainder of that season. And I really enjoyed it there as well. That was a good club as well. I liked it there. And then the next season, went back on to East Stirling. This time it was for the full year. East Stirling made that. That was obviously, rather than me going half and half, I just went the full year, so it was easier for them and me. And that was the season Livingston came down.
Right.
So I don't know if you remember, first game of the season, East Stirling was supposed to play Livingston at Oakleview, and Livingston refused to turn up because their ongoing disputes with their pay and stuff like that with the club, but that was when they were in a bit of trouble. And nothing ever got done about that. They never got points deducted, they never got a fine. East Stirling were out of pocket for it. So it was basically between us and them the full season to see who was going to win the league. We actually ran toe-to-toe with Livingston until maybe about February, March time, then they kicked on. And we still made the playoffs, but we get beat off Forfar. The last minute goal up there put us out. So it was great. 2 years in a row to have the chance to like playing really, I mean, decent teams that we were actually hammering teams in League Two at that point. We were beating them like 4-5-0 or 8, like Elgins and stuff like that. So that was brilliant, to be fair. I really enjoyed it. It done really well for me as well. That definitely got me the chance to get called up for Scotland Under-21s, that, because obviously the different, not just for me, obviously we had good players, but it kind of made good timing for me, the time that I went to East Stirling, they kicked on, do you know what I mean, that I was there, so it made it look better for me as well, even though it wasn't just down to me. And that played a big part in me getting called up for Scotland Under-21s as well.
It was a good couple of years for Shire in between a few really tough years. I think both sides, your stint at Shire, I think they struggled a little bit. And how was that experience playing for the Scotland Under-21s?
I loved every minute. There were some boys that hated going away, feel like their normal day-to-day kind of lifestyle. I'm talking about boys that are playing in like the Premiership and stuff like that. Like, there was a couple of boys that played in Burnley and that. They didn't really like going away too much, but I loved it, man. I thought it was great. I was involved in every single squad for the full two-year campaign, but I was always like third choice, so I was never actually on the bench for any of the games in the actual campaign. But fair play to Billy Start and Jim Leighton, because they seen how committed I was, they organised an international game against Northern Ireland, especially for myself, to get a cap, because I'd been so loyal to them. So I ended up getting my cap against Northern Ireland, and we won 3-1, so that was a great honour, man, because a lot of boys will play football, a lot of boys will play like Lowland League football or League 2 or League 1, but it's not many boys can say they've played for Scotland Under-21s, do you know what I mean? It's probably one of the biggest achievements in my career, to be honest.
Yeah, I remember, obviously we spoke probably about a year ago, and we came along to Falkirk Stadium and we had a chat, and I remember you saying that was probably one of your if not your biggest achievement, you know, to date in playing football. And I remember you saying that. And yeah, even outside of those, getting to play those games, even training alongside some of the other boys in that under 21 squad would have been invaluable and helped you to kick on as well.
It was superb. There was boys that were playing like the Premier League in England and stuff like that, playing against Arsenal on the Sunday and coming out to join me us to train and going at Dumbarton and stuff like that. And you're like, it's just mind blowing, man, some of the things. And the team done really, really well. I'm pretty sure we qualified through the group and we played against Iceland in the playoffs, I'm sure it was, over there and then at Easter Road. And if it basically see the boy Gylfi Sigurdsson that played, I think he plays with Everton now, played with Spurs. He was basically the main man for them and he scored two of the best goals I've ever seen at that kind of level, man, and basically knocked us out. So it's a great achievement to obviously one, be a part of it, and two, for the team to do so well.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then going back to your club career, you spent a bit of time with Clyde as well from, 2012. And that's right. I think, again, it was quite a successful full-time for the club. How was it at Clyde?
I loved it at Clyde. Jim Duffy was probably one of the best managers I've worked with. He was superb, man. I got on really, really well with him. And that first year at Clyde was the year Rangers were in League Two. So that was superb. Playing them at Broadwood, sold out. What was it, 8,000? I don't know when Broadwood was running about that anyway. So it was sold out live on Sky Sports and stuff like that. And then obviously we were lucky actually at Clyde because we played Rangers at Ibrox the first day on Boxing Day. Yep. So obviously there's not a lot of football on, like in Scotland, because the games are called off, so it was sold out. I think the actual attendance was at 49,500 or something like that, so it was incredible, man. As a team, we didn't do particularly well. I think we finished like third or second bottom. But for me personally that season, it was a great success because I ended up getting voted in the team of the year in front of Neil Alexander.
That's right.
For Rangers. So I couldn't believe it. I mean, I think it was actually most of the Rangers players that voted for me in it, which I couldn't believe. So that was an argument. I couldn't believe that, honestly, because in fact, some of the guys that were playing in that league and they voted for me to be in the team of the year. So that was a really good season for me. And then next year was excellent for Clyde for a team point of view.
Yeah,
for a team that had been lingering about League Two, second bottom, third bottoms, even bottoms, to then finish, I think we were joint top for most of the season. And then I actually got a really bad injury that year. I had an avulsion fracture in my ankle. I snapped a ligament off the bone. And I was out for about 4 months. And as soon as I was back fit again, I was straight back in the team. And we ended up making it into the playoffs. And we played East Fife. Beat them 1-0 at home and then get beaten penalties. You might remember that I actually beat us in penalties at Methil, it's called. And that was such a sore one. Because over the course of 2 weeks, we should have beat them. And I'd have fancied us to beat Stirling Albion in the final because we beat them all season, so it'd have been a great opportunity, and we just couldn't get that last penalty. Young boy, it was, it took it and put it by the post. It was heartbreaking, man, honestly.
No, I can imagine. And yeah, that second year with Clyde, where you were put by his five, it was definitely a jump up for the team. And how was it playing under Jim Duffy? You said that he was one of the top managers you played under.
Brilliant. His man management was really good. He just knew how to, like, some boys he knew he could have a go at, and some boys he knew he had to be easy when he could put an arm in them and try and encourage them and stuff like that. And I just knew when I stood with him, do you know what I mean? I just knew I was always, but even if I didn't particularly if I did run maybe like one or two bad games, I might have, like, I knew I was still going to play and stuff. I just had such a good, like, good relationship with him, do you know what I mean? He was brilliant.
Then you sort of, you made your way back over towards close to Shire, but not quite there. They were ground sharing at the time with Stenny. You spent a little bit of time at Stenny before you returned to Shire, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, when my last year at Clyde, when I was with Barry Ferguson, it was as much as I thought it would have. So I moved on that summer and then I signed with Stenny Ousmuir. That was also kind of like a jump up for me because I'd been used to playing League Two. So that was my first kind of time playing League One. Started off really well. I mean, I think up until about maybe December time, the team we were sitting like joint third or something like that, only behind Dunfermline and Ayr United. So we're doing all right. And then I get sent off against Forfar. It wasn't even my fault. I had a boy's short pass back came out from the striker, didn't get sent off. And then I never get put back in the team because the team won. So I had to wait a couple of weeks, then I get put back in against the Scottish Cup against East Kilbride, which we actually got put out of. But I tore my thigh It was the only game it was on the full weekend, I'll never forget it, and it was absolutely blowing a gale. The game should never have been on. So I was kicking goal kicks into the wind, and I was trying to like put a bit more on it, and I ended up tearing my thigh. So I was out for weeks with that, could not shake it off, thought I maybe had a hernia, and I just lost my way after that. I just couldn't get back into the team, and then I ended, obviously, I didn't do enough to get kept on it, staying. I knew that, so I got released for there, and then I just kind of waited about a few months. Signed with Dumbarton, just in a kind of short-term deal, just to help. I knew the manager quite well, Steve Aitken, to help them out, and then obviously ended up back at the Shire again.
Yeah, and that stint at Shire, that was originally something you were only signed, I think, for a few months. It was a short-term gig, but turned into 4 years.
No, I couldn't believe it. I obviously knew the manager, John Sludden, because I played with Paul at Falkirk, and I knew his dad from being at Celtic as well. So I just obviously left Dumbarton after their goalie came back fit, and he phoned me and said, do you fancy coming and playing for a few games? I was like, aye, do you know what? I'm desperate to play. I want to come in. I'll sign till December. And I was always signing there to try and like, get my name out of it again, so like people could see I hadn't chucked it. I was still wanting to be involved in it. But I enjoyed it that much, and I got on. I mean, some of the boys I'm like really, really close with now, all of the boys that were there. So I just stayed on. And then, as you said, 4 months turned into 4 years.
Obviously, you were there at the start. Shire, they'd made the drop, first team to drop out of the 42 teams in the SPFL. How was it at the beginning at Shire for that?
I thought it was actually really strange because obviously I'd only known the Shire, I'd been playing with them in League Two. So the one thing I'll say about it was that even though they did come down, they still kept it like a League Two club. They always have done. That's one thing I would always say about them. They kept it really professional. I can imagine some teams coming down and just kind of down in tools. Maybe like no keeping up the standards that they once had, but they never done that. Anything. Well, the 4 years I've been there, it's always been got better and better as the years went on, actually. But some of the boys were there. Conor Green, for example, he was there when they were in League Two, and he still stayed to stay in the Lowland League, and he said it was horrible that last game of the season, just when they got relegated, especially being the first team. I think now it would be bad for any team to get relegated, but you know teams, it's going to happen. But the way the standard is in the Lowland League, teams cannot. It is going to happen eventually again. But to be the first team to go down is always probably a bit worse, to be honest.
Yeah, it was. And to be honest, it was a bit of a tough time for Shire. And they've found their place in the Lowland League. They're certainly not a side that over the last few seasons have just sat back and said, this is the league we're going to play. And year in, year out, been pushing for promotion back into the League Two. And is that the feeling you get within the club?
Aye, that was especially like, in fact, every year they've always, that's what I'm saying, they've always made the point of like their ambition is, let's see if we can win the league and go back up. Obviously, last year they made a real push for it, really, obviously the budget and stuff like that. And we were a wee bit unlucky. Obviously, the season never finished, but Celtic or Bonnie, we're going to win it anyway. We were too far off them by that point. But every year they always try to improve, always try to bring in good players for other teams, because I felt that was quite key. Like being in a Lowland League, sometimes it's not just a case of bringing guys down and have played in League One or League Two that maybe just want to end their career, so to speak, and like playing at a level they feel comfortable in. You want to try and bring in guys that are still hungry as well, guys that you know can play the Lowland League. And I felt we've done that over the last couple of years. Like this season, for example, bringing in Jamie Dishington, I think Dish is one of the best players I've played against or been involved in. I think he's superb, honestly. A young boy, it's got a long time left in his career, and I thought that he was somebody that I was so glad that he signed this year.
Yeah, absolutely.
And obviously they bring in Reese Peggy and Tappy, all young boys and stuff like that, and Martin Orr, who came in for the juniors, is another fantastic guy, great player. I actually thought they'd done it right this year. Some of the boys they signed were like a lot of young players that want to go places and stuff like that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And you could see there was a wee bit of extra from Shire as far as making that boost this season. And I think you're right, it was a bit unfortunate that Celtic and Bonnyrigg were just a kind of step ahead, I suppose, this season.
They were, no matter who you speak to, I would always say that looking at over, it's not so much the games against Celtic and Bonnyrigg that decide the league, it's the games against the other teams. Unfortunately this year we dropped too many points against like Caledonia Braves, Stirling University, with somebody else kind of, but it was, we just dropped silly points against these kind of teams that Celtic and Bonnyrigg weren't doing. because I felt as if the twice we played Kelty, there was not much in it. We were the better team in both the games. We just couldn't see, but especially the one at Kelty, we should have probably beat them about 4-2 actually, with two great chances in the last couple of minutes. Boys just lost a bit of composure and never scored, but there was nothing between us. It was just the other teams. We just couldn't seem to properly get a grip at times, especially at home.
Yeah, absolutely. I was at the game where Kelty went to Falkirk, and you could see it was two teams and there wasn't much between them, and they were both out there to win and show that they were the better team. And you're absolutely right. On a different day, it could have quite easily gone Shire's way. And I suppose another big point for a personal standpoint for you last season, you had the club captaincy, which is obviously...
That's right.
That must have been a massive honour for you, especially with the time you put in with Shire.
I said that actually when they announced I was going to leave, and I put a wee bit on Facebook just to thank them. That was probably the biggest achievement, the biggest highlight of being in the Shire, was getting made captain. Because like you said, I'd been there for so long. I was kind of like a kind of experienced head in the dressing room at that point. And then obviously Danny Ash was a great captain as well, and when he announced he was going to Kelty, they gave it to me. So I was probably up for about a year and a half or something, and to lead the team out through its first cup final. And like, obviously we could beat 2-1, but that was another game that another day, if we took our chance at the end, we'd probably beat them in extra time. BSC, who are on our great side, so that was definitely probably a great achievement, biggest achievement for me to Shire, was getting made captain.
It was well deserved. You could see when you were given the captaincy, when you, like you say, Danny Ash moved on, you could see how much the supporters and the team rallied around you, that it was definitely the right decision for those guys to make. I suppose the big question now is, what's next for you now that you've decided to take away? Are you sticking with football, or are you taking a break?
No, I'm definitely sticking with it. I just felt 4 years down, I played every minute, every game. I'd been really lucky that way, that I'd never picked up any injuries. I'd broke a couple of records along the way, clean sheets and consecutive appearances and stuff. And just with the whole way the situation was in there, I just felt it was maybe a right time to move on. There was no really any guarantees at the Shire where they couldn't turn in and say, right, well, listen, this is what the deal we can offer you is the now. We don't know until July and stuff. Like every team's going to be in that, so I know that. But I felt it was a bit of a gamble to maybe to wait that long, especially somebody that's maybe turning 31 this year, not getting any younger, do you know what I mean? So I thought it would be quite a good time to move on and try something new. Well, I've still got the time to do it.
And I suppose, while you're saying there that the Shire were in a position where they weren't able to make any sort of guarantees, was it something where you're speaking to other teams? Is that something that's happened, or are you just taking a bit of a gamble, or have you got teams?
I've got a couple of options that were really appealing to me at the time, who made quite fast moves to try and get me to come on board. So that was one reason that I knew that it would have been stupid for me to say to the Shire, listen, I'm happy to wait till the end of July to see what the deal was going to be and stuff like that, if there was nothing else on the table for me. But the fact that I had a couple of good options on the table that were very good, I thought, it's silly, mate, to maybe knock these back, and then come July, Shire might say, do you know what? The virus has hit us that bad, we can't even get you a decent deal, do you know what I mean? And I'd be left in limbo. So it's just, I think if the virus never happened, I probably would have still been at a Shire, to be honest with you. But just the way it's brought to it, football's quite a selfish, you need to look after yourself, do you know what I mean? Sometimes I've always been very loyal to the Shire. There's times where I probably could have moved on, went to maybe a better team, but I didn't. I stuck by them because I loved it there and I loved the club. But now it came to a point where I had to maybe put myself first rather than that, and that was kind of why I went down that road as well.
Yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right. And I don't think anybody will question the loyalty that you've had with Shire. But you're quite right. At times of uncertainty, you can't just, put your future in somebody else's hands if you've got an opportunity out there.
Yeah, definitely.
So have you accepted the team, or what were your options?
I've not confirmed it yet. I was waiting to see what would happen over this weekend, because I sometimes feel maybe over the last couple of years, teams might have just thought, well, he's just going to stay at the Shire. He's not really interested in moving on. So now perhaps that it's been announced that I've left, people maybe would be interesting to speak to him before I might have went, all right, well, I'll maybe give him a wee phone now and see what's happening. But so I've not really rushed it. I've just kept the stuff that is I'm quite keen on in the back burner now and let them know that I'm still keen, but I'm maybe rushing it and right now. I'll see what happens over the next, like, I'll probably make a decision maybe in the next week or so, I would think, because I don't want to leave it too long.
Yeah, well, I hope you get the deal with the club that's right for you and that you deserve. But on the other hand, I hope that we still get to see you in and around sort of non-league, or if we need to maybe have a wee peek up to League Two now and then.
Aye, no, definitely. Just I'm always feeling when a wee catch up in that. Just I'm always just getting a wee message, mate. I'll always be here anyway. And I appreciate all your stuff over the years as well, mate. It's been great show and stuff like that as well.
Absolutely, we always say, hey, we're pretty much just fans, and we're just doing it for other fans, to be honest.
That's great, mate.
That's a thing for us.
To echo what I put on my social media, I'd just like to thank like everybody at the club, all the fans, all the players I've met, all the friends and stuff like that. I've always said this, the Shire supporter is one of the most loyal support you'll ever come across, no matter how you're playing, how the team's playing, what's happened at who you're playing against, they'll always turn up in numbers. And I think you can see that. Sometimes when we go away, we've got at least 50, 60 people more than the team at home is. And you're like, it's incredible the work and the effort these people put in to come and support you. And even if you're having like low moments, they're always there, like encouraging you stuff. And a lot of people take stuff out for granted, but I just think it's one of another reason why I stayed there for so long. Just great people behind the scenes and stuff like that as well. I'll miss them. I'll miss the club. I'll miss everything like that. But like I said, sometimes in football, there comes a point where you need to move on.
Billy, well, thanks. Thanks for coming on and having a chat with us. And I hope you're safe. And I can't wait to find out what your next step is, mate.
No, I'll keep you posted anyway.
Brilliant. Thank you.